With the palladium price having consolidated over the past 2 weeks and then resuming their climb, traders are questioning whether this is the beginning of the next leg higher or if further downside is around the corner. Georgette Buller, who's senior precious metals and diamond analyst at ABN AMRO, joins us on the line now with her view. Thanks so much, Georgette, for your time this evening. So we've had palladium prices decline over the past few weeks after 7 months of gains, but only to start moving higher again this week. Has the bubble popped for the precious metal or not? What's your take?
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, I do think that the palladium prices have seen the high and that we probably get another quite big leg down. And there are several reasons for that. As a start, I think prices have been risen too fast in the last 7 months, like you said. And you know, if you really look at the details and the reasons why, the fundamentals have not changed much. We know that palladium is a deficit market, and there have been some nervousness about supply on the short end of the curve. But in the end, you know, it was defying quite some other fundamentals, like at global car sales, the situation in China. Palladium is quite a cyclical market, and it behaves usually as a cyclical metal. And for some time, it was defying all these dynamics. And then we started to see quite a big move down. And in a few days, like 2 months of gains was wiped out. And usually this kind of price action you see when investors are getting quite nervous. And usually it's also a signal that more to come. There are quite still some investors long in palladium. We still think that the cyclical outlook for palladium is not as strong as a lot of people think. And I think we also start to get some substitution effect from palladium into platinum. Platinum is at this point in time the cheaper metal, and quite some cheaper. So when the outlook is changing somewhat, I think investors will become more nervous and they will take more profit. And the prices have just stopped a bit above a few technical levels, but I really think that there will be more weakness coming.
Georgette, with that being the case and the focus very much on the supply-demand dynamic that's currently at play, we had a very interesting platinum conference held here in South Africa this week, where mining companies have been urging government to invest in platinum markets by pumping money into the demand side of the business. What do you make of that kind of positioning coming to the fore?
I think in the end it will be much more market, more related to the market itself than governments trying to take actions like this. I think the fact that platinum prices had been dropped so much has more to do with the outlook on platinum as a metal in power converters. But I think that has been a bit overdone. So overall, I think when you let the market do itself, I think platinum prices will increase as soon as you start realizes that, or investors start realizing that prices have dropped too much, and the difference between platinum and palladium prices have been, substantial. So I think we have seen quite a good week in platinum. I think you will see more of it. Maybe it's gone a bit too quick in a very short period of time, but I think platinum is one of the most underrated metals at this moment, especially in the precious metals.
Within that context, one of the interesting proposals that's been put on the table is companies urging government to expedite the release of a platinum coin and pushing hard to make the metal stand as a central bank reserve asset. Is that something that's viable in your books, and do you see that holding enough investor appeal?
I'm a bit more cautious on that front. I think that gold is, for example, a central bank asset, but the other precious metals are less a central bank asset. I think in general that platinum will not fulfill that role. Of course, there can also be investor demand for platinum pieces, but I would not expect too much from the currency perspective in this size. So as a central banker, if I were to be a central bank, I would not invest in platinum as a reserve asset. There are several reasons for that. One is liquidity. I think that's quite a crucial one. Mm-hmm. Gold is the most liquid precious metal, even not as liquid as most currencies. So I think liquidity is a big issue. And it needs to be freely traded. Liquidity is the biggest one, I would say. The market is not deep enough to be really a reserve asset, I would say.
On that note, let's leave it there, Georgette. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Georgette Buller from ABN AMRO.